This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, October 20th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Myanmar's military continues to burn villages and churches in the Christian-majority Chin state. The military in the Southeast Asian nation burned at least 8 homes and the church building in Rialti Village on Wednesday. Residents fled and had to watch their entire village go up in flames. On Saturday, soldiers also burned down the church building in New Thonwan Village, along with 13 homes. Many in the area are fleeing the country for Mizoram, a Christian-majority state in India. Since the military seized power in a coup back in February, it has targeted Christian areas in the country. Matthew 19, verse 29 says, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life." A flight with over 350 evacuees left the Kabul airport in Afghanistan on Sunday. It's the 9th evacuation flight since the U.S. military left the country. Many are trying to escape the country as the Taliban brings back a repressive regime. The flight included citizens from Afghanistan, the U.S., the Netherlands, Denmark, and Australia. Many of the people on the flight were from the American University of Afghanistan. Canadian police arrested a pastor and shut down his church on Sunday for violating COVID-19 restrictions. Pastor Cody Butler at his Tabernacle Family Church was leading a Thanksgiving service. Officials said the church had too many people in attendance. The church now faces fines of over $20,000. To reopen, the government told the church it must enforce proof of vaccination on members. Otherwise, the church must operate at 50% capacity, require masks and social distancing, and prohibit singing. The Texas House of Representatives passed a bill that bans men pretending to be women from competing in women's sports. The bill just needs a procedural approval from the state Senate before it heads to Republican Governor Greg Abbott. If passed, Texas would join 7 other states that have passed similar legislation. Republican lawmakers have introduced women's sports-affirming legislation in 32 states this year. On Monday, the Biden administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court to block enforcement of the Texas Heartbeat Act, which protects babies in the womb if a heartbeat is detected. That typically occurs at the 6th week of pregnancy. The High Court agreed to fast-track a decision on the Texas abortion ban. The move comes after the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the Biden administration's request to block the anti-abortion law. The Texas Heartbeat Act went into effect on September 1st and bans the killing of unborn babies with detectable heartbeats. So far, an estimated 3,000 babies have been saved from abortion under the law. Southwest Airlines dropped its plan to put employees on unpaid leave if they did not get a COVID shot by December 8th. The airline said, quote, "If an accommodation has not been reviewed or approved by December 8th, the employee will continue to work while following all COVID mask and distancing guidelines applicable to their position until the accommodation has been processed," end quote. Delta Airlines remains the only U.S. carrier to not mandate a COVID shot. Delta CEO Ed Bastian told Fox News they would not be requiring their employees to get a shot.
"By the time we're done, we'll be pretty close to fully vaccinated as a company without going through all the divisiveness of a mandate. You know, we're proving that you can work collaboratively with your people, trusting your people to make the right decisions, respecting their decisions, and not, you know, forcing them over the loss of their jobs."
Employees who do not get a COVID shot will pay more on company health insurance. And finally, a new report from the American Bible Society found that over half of self-identified Christians in every church tradition are not practicing Christians. The report defines practicing Christians as those who identify as Christians, attend church at least once a month, and believe their faith is very important in their life. The church tradition with the highest percentage of practicing Christians is evangelicalism at 42%. Roman Catholics had the lowest rate of practicing Christians at 22%. James 1 verse 22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, October 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus, and here with the close is my oldest child, Honor, who just celebrated his 12th birthday yesterday.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.